I think most of us who keep up to date with things really know the kind of main elements of what is needed to address climate change or the climate change emergency. But underpinning that, exactly how you bring about the necessary actions, you can't necessarily learn that from other countries because every country is different. So there'll be different priorities and different timescales and different costs and different benefits here on the Isle of Man. So the work the analytics team is doing is really trying to dive down into the detail. For example, if we, as we will have to, move to alternative vehicles from fossil fuel vehicles, then how do you introduce that? How do you persuade people to start using them? And what sort of infrastructure is needed? So where do you put the charging points? Many people might want them at home, but many people won't have the space or the opportunity to have a charging point for an electric vehicle at home. So where do they go? How do you fit them in? Should that be funded by the public, or can you get a commercial operator to bring in and do that kind of work? Equally, charging points for electric vehicles need to be connected to the electric grid. So is the electric grid there and available, and is it big enough and strong enough to charge up all these vehicles if everyone plugs them in at 6 o'clock in the evening when they stop work? So it's that kind of level of detail. I mean, that is really quite demanding and technical. And I'm not saying we'll get every bit of it right, of course we won't, but you know, we need to look at that and look at the kind of costs and also what new income streams there'll be, because some of this can be done by commercial operators, some will inevitably fall to the public purse. So it's at that level of detail we need to bring all the evidence together in order that each of those elements, of which there are 50 work streams at least, feeding through to what is the eventual action plan.
Well, touching on that example of electric vehicles then, you mentioned the infrastructure bringing in. Of course, all of these things would be subject to Tynwald approval. Now, we've heard in the chamber discussions around that before. Do you feel, as it stands, well supported by government here?
All the experience I've had since I began work on this project in July has been outstandingly positive. I keep asking everyone I meet, and the public events we've had and the stakeholder events, and people we've talked to individually to gather evidence. I have not yet detected any kind of adverse comment or any negativity.
Well, what about the considerations government have said they are still open to in terms of extracting gas from Manx waters? Does that not sit at odds with the work you're doing?
I can understand that that's quite a consideration for many people. To my mind, it's a very political decision. You may think I'm trying to dodge the question, but in all honesty, it doesn't really fall within my remit. My remit is to develop an action plan that would take the island to net zero
If
in
this is even being
2050.
discussed politically, surely the climate change chair has to be somebody that is in conversations when that kind of decision making is going on.
Well, if you let me explain, because the task I've been given, my remit, if you like, is to develop an action plan to reach net zero in 2050. Now, what does that mean? Net zero in those terms are based on the approved calculations by the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, and they're about territorial emissions. It's about the carbon emissions made by the Isle of Man. Now, I come from Scotland, which is quite a high performer when it comes to climate change, but drills for oil and exports oil. Norway's the same, very good in environmental performance, but floats on oil. You can say that there's a paradox in there, and I'm not denying it, but both of those actually, in terms of the emissions that they report to the UN, are performing very well, because although they provide the oil and gas, they don't use it. It's the user takes responsibility for the emissions. So, which is why I say this ultimately becomes a political decision. For instance, the English Climate Change Action Plan relies quite heavily on continuing to use natural gas, because they intend to develop carbon capture and storage, and the resulting carbon emissions from burning the gas they will then pump underground in all the depleted oil and gas fields they have in the North Sea off the east coast of England. That is one of their technical routes to meet net zero. Carbon capture and storage, I don't think, will be available here on the Isle of Man, and yet the same requirement will be expected in order to reach net zero of eliminating at some point over the next few decades all burning of fossil fuels. So it's within that kind of factual context that I can offer some input. But I repeat, to my mind, the development of a gas field like that is ultimately a political decision and needs to be part of a political debate.
Nevertheless, your team's looking at gathering evidence to look at a sustainable future very broadly. Does recommending either extracting fuel or not extracting fuel, would that not be gathering evidence and useful?
You might regard it as gathering evidence and being useful, but it honestly does not form part of my remit. So I've probably said all I can on that issue.
Well, moving on then slightly, obviously we're halfway through, a team of about 20 people gathering evidence. How much are you spending?
I don't know. There is a budget, and the people that have formed the analytical team have been lent, if you like, by other government departments, so there's no budget associated with that. We have a small element of consultancy as backup, both to challenge our internal work, and where we don't have the expertise, we'd sometimes put out to the consultancy a small amount of additional evidence gathering and analysis to be done on our behalf. But that's relatively limited. It's a minority of the complete range of issues we're covering. So if you ask me for an exact figure, I'm sorry, I don't know.